These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending November 15th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Ukraine's state-owned rail transport provider announced it has caught employees running a Bitcoin mining farm. The employees had connected more than 100 pieces of computer equipment to the railway's power grid. The cost of the electricity used is estimated at $40,000 U.S. Circulating cryptocurrency is prohibited in Ukraine by the country's central bank. Gizmodo reports that according to multiple sources, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission plans to scrap and replace its electronic comment filing system. The system was first introduced in 1998 as a way for the public to provide input on proposed rules online. Recently, the system has come under criticism for easily allowing comments to be posted using stolen identities and not deleting comments when identified as fraudulent, as well as crashing under heavy load. According to leaked emails, a roundtable with external stakeholders is being held this week to identify features and changes needed to make the new system effective. The Internet Society has sold the .org registry operator public internet registry to Ethos Capital. On June 30th, ICANN removed price controls from the .org registry. Ethos Capital is a new private equity firm led by Eric Brooks. Brooks just came over from Abry Partners, which recently hired former ICANN president of global domains, Akram Atala, to run domain name registry Donuts. Donuts co-founder John Nevitt left after the acquisition to become CEO of Public Internet Registry, which has just been sold to Ethos Capital. And former ICANN Senior Vice President Abusita Ori is also at Ethos Capital. A U.S. federal court in Boston ruled Tuesday that suspicionless searches of smartphones and laptops at U.S. airports violates the Fourth Amendment rule against unreasonable search and seizure. U.S. border officials must now demonstrate individualized suspicion of contraband before they can search a traveler's device. In 2012, the creator of Defense Distributed, Cody Wilson, began publishing CAD files for a 3D-printed gun component online. This was blocked by a U.S. Department of Justice restraining order, arguing that the files violated the Arms Control Act, or AECA, preventing offshore firearm distribution, resulting in a lawsuit to allow distribution by Defense Distributed. In 2018, the DOJ settled with Wilson, arguing that blocking the files violated First and Second Amendment rights. Several U.S. states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit against that decision. Now, Judge Robert Lasnik from the U.S. District Court in Seattle has blocked distribution of the CAD files, stating that the DOJ settlement did not match past DOJ rulings that distribution would threaten national security and international stability, and that state gun control laws and federal AECA regulations are aligned in blocking them. The Wall Street Journal reports that hospital operator Ascension has contracted Google to provide data analysis of health records for patients in its 150 hospitals. Project Nightingale will use Google Cloud systems and AI to scan electronic records and help identify medical conditions. The data, including birth dates, lab results, diagnoses, and hospitalization records, is collected legally by Ascension, but Ascension and Google have not told doctors or patients how the program will work. HIPAA rules do let hospitals make data available to business partners without notification, as long as the data is only used to help the hospital provide healthcare. Security researchers from Purdue University and the University of Iowa presented a paper at a conference in London Tuesday describing 11 security flaws present in the current implementation of 5G. Five of the vulnerabilities are carried over from 3G and 4G. Among the issues are the ability to expose a user's location, spoof emergency alerts, track phone activity, and disconnect a phone from its network. The research has been sent to the GSMA, which listed the research in its Hall of Fame, and is working on fixes. Those fixes would then need to be implemented by 5G network operators. Intel released another patch for speculative execution flaws in its chipsets. These new patches fix things mentioned by Intel in May when it last rolled out CPU security fixes. Researchers from Vrije Universiteit Amsterdam told the New York Times that they believe Intel ignored key proof-of-concept exploits when developing the May update. The researchers alerted Intel to these problems, which led to this November patch. This time, Intel made clear the patches don't fully resolve the problem and promised future microcode fixes. A Netflix spokesperson tells Gizmodo that the reason it's discontinuing support for older Rokus and smart TVs from Samsung and Vizio is because these older apps use Windows Media DRM. Netflix started using its replacement, Play Ready, in 2010, but the older apps are not able to support Play Ready. So the culprit for losing your Netflix in older devices is DRM. Multiple Facebook users reported that their iPhone cameras were turned on in the background while scrolling through their news feeds, noting their cameras were activated behind Facebook's app. After watching a full-screen video and then going back to a normal view, a bug appeared to slightly shift content to the right, with the camera view visible in the open space on the left. CNET reports it was also able to replicate the issue, though it seemed limited to newest versions of iOS and did not affect Android users. Facebook fixed the bug with a patch on Thursday. Twitter Vice President of Trust and Safety Del Harvey announced the site will develop a new policy about so-called deep fake videos and other altered media meant to mislead users and ask for user input. In a survey, users can answer multiple choice questions about how Twitter should handle altered videos and photos, from Twitter removing the posts to flagging them as altered or doing nothing. Users have until November 27th to answer the survey, with the new policy taking effect 30 days after it's announced. Finally, the Canadian enterprise information management company OpenText announced plans to acquire cloud backup provider Carbonite in a deal worth $1.42 billion. The announcement coincided with Carbonite Q3 earnings, which saw the company post a $14 million net loss in the quarter, down from a net income of $600,000 the year before. OpenText has not stated how Carbonite's portfolio will be integrated into its existing offerings. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.